edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money here on a lovely evening in the heart of Maui Town, in the heart of Kahului. I am happy to be back. I've been gone on hiatus for a bit. I think this is the... I forgot even where the buttons are. Yes, there we go.
I'm so happy that you were gone.
I'm so happy that the Nerd Watch is back. Yes, for another... another week. I'm sorry you missed last week.
But only half of us?
Yeah.
It's kind of a light crew.
It is a light... you know what? I'm kind of liking it. I'm enjoying it. Oh, I really enjoy it.
You're just enjoying it because Todd's not
We're
here.
The better half, so it's okay.
That's good. No, I love it. I absolutely love
this
it.
This is like if Thanos' snap worked out.
Wow.
Are we going to have
Hulk was about to go and they're just like, hold on. Things are going all right.
Like, hold on, you might bring Todd back. So.
I kind of dig this crew. Let's not mess up the dynamic.
Yeah, let's not mess it up. It's good. There's like five of us. It's like there's enough mics for everybody. No one's fighting.
There's more mics than we need. It's
more mics.
We already chiseled those people's names on the wall. Why waste the time bringing them back?
Well, of course, I was gone for... I had to go to Oahu for... I had to go to Oahu for a couple of things. I had a family member coming in from the mainland, as they say, and
they didn't want to foot the bill for the rest.
Yeah,
of
exactly. Exactly.
I've come far enough.
Yeah. Oh, like good, Southwest. Good. Well, listen.
That's close, right?
Yeah, that's close. That's close enough.
I just drive across on the bridge, right?
For sure. Well, I might as well start introduction of the crew. Starting to my left, ladies first. She is the makeup artist to the stars. She is also...
I wonder if you remembered all the...
I'm gonna... Hey, listen, don't get me started. I'm trying to remember.
Off, man. I'm sure
she is
everything.
Also the... Oh, my gosh. Now you got me! Now you got me! Oh, you got...
Focus.
The wokest chick in the room?
No, she's also the punk rock super babe. And, of course, the wokest chick in this room. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Cynthia. She's here tonight. Yes, thanks, yes, guys. Yes. All right. Also, joining us this evening, he is the gaming guru. He is the man who I don't know if he's... I don't know why he's playing it now, but he's got some Tekken 7 on the brain. And
you're at the shop.
No, yeah, no, that's
that
all
Kai
you.
No, me? Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, four men in the house tonight. Ooh. Yes, 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 yes.
It's got to be serious because you left the disc at the store.
Oh, my gosh. Also tonight, joining me to my right, he is the seducer producer.
What the hell is that?
That
works. Could you just call me your producer now?
No, you're always making eyes.
What is making eyes? What does that mean?
You're always showing everyone your brown eyes.
What the heck is that? Somebody's gonna get slapped.
He's
tonight.
The producer. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Kai. He's in the house tonight.
Woo. I hate you on so many levels. Yeah, I still come here and do this.
Yeah, I think this weekend it was Double or Nothing for him, I hope. Maybe. Did you watch Double or Nothing?
We'll talk later.
All right, we'll talk later. All right, all right.
Nobody cares about wrestling.
Hey, AEW.
Like some seducing.
Yeah.
Talk about wrestling.
In Todd's honor, I'm just gonna say wrestling's fake.
When he talks about wrestling, he seduces me. Yes. All right. Also, joining us this evening, he is the chairman of the comic book board.
I don't know.
Hey.
What?
Psycho music.
He is.
I didn't even say anything scary yet.
He is the godfather of comic books.
You're
going to
say all that dumb, freaky, deaky, cheeky, leaky.
He is also the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con. And talk about something that's coming closer.
Okay.
It's getting closer.
Yeah, okay, it's kind of scary.
He is also...
Takes place during Halloween. Eric Powell is going to be the guest.
Yes, he is.
And we've got two more to announce pretty soon.
Nice.
We'll do that exclusive here.
Yes. Here on the Nerd Watch. Excited. He is also the self-proclaimed comic master.
I'm not self-proclaimed. It's by the Mountain News.
No.
I will kill you
he
if you
is
do that
freaky.
Again.
He is Deaky.
No, I'm not.
He is
totally
always
not.
Also Leaky.
Nah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is what happened when you remind him.
Please put your hands together for the man
saying things
that
rhyme.
Is Dr. Freaky, Jenny Leaky.
Words.
Dr. Leaky's in the house tonight.
Hey, I'm not a doctor either. Thank you. Not
yes.
a doctor.
Yeah, he's still going to call you
not
that.
A doctor, not a doctor.
Yes, yes.
You.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Whatever stops the Leaky.
Oh, God.
Anyway, also, tonight... It's been quite a week. Hey, do me a favor, Foreman. Tap on your mic real quick.
I don't think his mic's working.
Yeah.
I don't hear nothing.
Check that one. That's working. Yeah, use that one. What the heck's going on?
You wanted the raw experience without the condom.
There we go. Yeah, yeah, there we go. I don't know what the heck's going on. I think I don't know if it's a mic. There we go. All right.
Hashtag 1-2.
Perfect. Hey, thank you.
I can even hear myself.
Thank you.
I can't really hear myself, but I can hear you now.
You can hear?
I can hear Sin.
Maybe there's a...
But you should turn her stuff up.
Make me louder.
I was about to swear
you. I'll make you louder. How's this? Is this better?
You just made yourself louder. Oh, there I am. Hi.
See? It's just not just me. It's just it's both of us. Anyway.
I think it's like a gender preference thing. It was like, where's all the female microphones?
There's just one in the room. You didn't have to think too hard about it.
You didn't have to think too hard at all. Well, it's been...
Where's my snare?
It's been... And it was G-Money, so we still had a hard time finding it.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Wait, I forget which one it is. Yeah, there it is. Hey, there it is.
There is a snare.
There is a snare. There it is. All right. Well, we've had 2 weeks out. Of course, Aladdin
and now
came
Jason
out.
And now Jason is saying no sound.
No, what?
Oh, man.
No, what?
We'll see.
We'll see. Maybe there's a... Maybe a...
What's up, Carl?
I think it's him. But yeah, we'll see. It seems like everything's fine on this side.
No, yeah.
See, Carl's going.
Maybe.
Turn it up. Check your phone, sister. Turn it up. See if you have any sound on that thing.
Sound on the microphone.
There's sound, right? I think.
Yeah, we got sound.
Yeah, we got sound. Yeah, see, there it is. Plenty of sound. All right, I was just making sure. Anywho, it's been quite an eventful week. We got Aladdin last week. We got Godzilla this week. But before we get into all the movies and all the trailers and all this other gobbledygook, we got Terminator Dark Fate trailer.
Ooh. No.
Yes. No. I'm in. But we got to check in first.
This movie's like 15 years late.
Shut up.
And we had the Terminator series.
We got to check in with the leaky one. It
no,
is a new Comic
that,
Book
please.
Wednesday every single Wednesday here
so
at Maui Comics and Collectibles right here in the heart of Kahului Town at the Queen Kaʻamano Center. And yes, people, we got to find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Nobody? Nothing. Okay. That's
good.
It's better that way. It's better that way. No, let's not say gross things.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. Yes.
Oh, not my style.
All right, come on. I don't want you to finish now.
Ooh, the dilly.
Oh, God. Don't do it that way. Don't ever do that again. Adventures of the Super Sons, number 11 of 12.
Ooh.
Age of X-Man, Prisoner X, number 4 of 5. Army of Darkness, Bubba Hotep, number 4.
Yes.
For the people who are excited about that sort of thing.
Who wouldn't be? Batman, Bubba Hotep.
Batman, number 72. And speaking of which, Tom King is going to be leaving that series. And there was also a big announcement. Tom King, they were like, why would you leave Batman before? He was quoted as saying he wanted to do a 100-issue run. And that was his full arc on Batman. He's leaving at issue 85. Mm-hmm. But we just realized that he's moving on to... co-write the Eternals.
Wow.
Good.
So, or I'm sorry, The New Gods with Ava DuVernay, right?
Yeah, Ava
She's
DuVernay,
the one directing, directing that one.
That's right.
So that was his
I
big
I got
announcement.
Excited for a minute. I was like, he's going to Marvel to do the
no,
Eternals?
No, no.
I was like, what?
No, you should be excited that he's doing The New Gods, though. I mean, Tom King's incredible. And he knows these characters very well.
Yeah, we'll see how much Warner Brothers lets him get away with.
All right. And another movie related, Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The third series, number 2 of 6, is coming out tomorrow.
How turtly?
And the series, at first, it wasn't my cup of tea. It was like DC crossing with Turtles, whatever. It was kind of corny.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, it kind of grew on me. And then the cartoon just came out today on DVD.
Right?
I got the DVD today, not the Blu-ray. You futuristic
That's
psychopaths.
Horrible.
But you don't really like it very much, do you?
I loved it. No, and it was amazing. Fun. By the way, yeah, just quick review. It was awesome.
All right, good. I can't wait to see it.
Black Cat number 1, that's on Marvel. Captain Marvel number 6. Deceased number 2 of 6.
Oh, another one.
Yeah. The zombie book. Deadpool number 13. Deathstroke number 44. Elvira, Shape of Elvira, number 3.
Nice. Shape of Elvira?
Yeah.
Wow.
The shape.
It's kind of...
suggestive.
Suggestive?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shape does she have?
Like an hourglass, yeah. Everybody knows that.
Shape. First of all, Cynthia.
Lady shape.
Lady shape.
Oh, she's lady shaped? Okay.
She's lady shaped.
All right, yeah. Gotcha.
Green Lantern, number 8. Guardians of the Galaxy Annual Number 1.
To be fair, really
quick. Great run.
By the way, to be fair,
what
really quick.
What shape is that lantern?
Listen.
Also an hourglass.
When I watch ladies come down the runway at supermodel shows, they
why
do not have a
up?
Figure.
Oh my God, he just called it supermodel shows.
Is that wrong?
Is that what it's?
Gee, just
isn't
stop.
That what it is?
Stop,
it's just a fashion show.
It's, oh. It's a model super show.
Supermodel
they don't look like Elvira. They do not have
no,
her shape.
Well, I mean, do we want to get into those
Super Mario shows that you
it's
do?
It's an industry run by gay men that make that want women want the clothes to hang a certain way. To it's not about looking like women. It's about being,
it's about looking
about
anorexic.
Being hangers oh. Walking down a runway.
Yeah.
So
it's
what
not.
You're so
and it's about looking as alien as possible and not as like human and female and like curvaceous about it's not.
So what it sounds like you're saying to me is that gay men ruin everything. Is that what you're saying?
Or they make it better.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Fair enough. All right, sweet.
Yep.
All right.
Harley Quinn, number 62. Incredible Hulk, Last Call, number 1. Don't know about that.
Is he a
Last
drunk?
Call?
Yeah, he's taking over Tony Stark.
The first thing
alcoholism.
That came to my mind was the Cheers theme song. He's at
where
the end of the
knows
bar.
Their name.
Everybody
yeah.
knows his name.
So he would be Norm?
Bruce!
Bruce! Jim Henson, Beneath the Dark Crystal, number 10 of 12.
Speaking of that, holy
look at this
yeah.
comic list. This is uncanny.
Holy crap.
So I really want to watch that.
Trailer
for
the
Dark Crystal
on Netflix.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I am super excited. I got to say, I hope it's good. I really do.
It looks great.
It looks
I
good.
Know.
It looks like they dusted off the old puppets.
They
It'll
did.
Be great. It'll be good.
What do? You shake them out? Because
yeah,
they're really old.
Like,
you just
yeah.
shake them out? All right.
Yeah, I know a lot of them were handcrafted. Like they
that's what I
went
mean.
And made them again. I remember hearing that Netflix was like, why is it going to take so long? Mm-hmm. Just render.
And they were like, no. No, we're not rendering anything. No.
Yeah, that's awesome. Jughead, Hunger vs. Vampironica, number 2. Great, incredible series. I've ordered
that?
One copy of that. I'm sorry for reading that.
There's I'm
some
in.
Books that are real stinkers, so I don't order much of them.
All right.
Justice League, number 25. Major X, number 2 of 6. Speaking of which, Rob Liefeld appearing at Amazing Comic-Con Las Vegas.
Wow.
Coming up next month. This month?
This month.
This month, in 2 weeks.
Rob Liefeld. He's been in this shop before.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome guy.
Yeah.
Big fan of the. I feel like this is going to come around again later,
right.
But I'm just going to say it here. He's a big fan of the Legion of Superheroes. I have a feeling if he ever ends up working on that someday, that'll be important that I said that.
Wow. I want to know what are the chances of that happening.
That'd be cool. Man Eaters, number 9.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
That's your. You read that book, don't you?
Everybody reads that book.
Everybody
that's a very
that
popular book.
And by everybody, he means me.
Got yeah. it.
She reads it many times. I was like, you don't have to buy a copy every time you read it, Sin.
Give me 5.
Marvel Team-Up, number 3. Those are fun books. Meet the Skrulls, number 5 of 5, the finale of that series.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like a sitcom.
Is it like Meet the Feebles?
Meet the Skrulls?
I haven't been reading it, but that's kind of how they paint the covers.
Oh,
so
I'm into it.
It could be that way. Paper Girls, number 29, the Brian K. Vaughan series still going on.
If Todd were here, he'd tell us how good that is.
I bet he would.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not here. He's at Denver Pop Culture Con.
Yeah, he is. He was there with Dave Bautista.
Yeah, right. That guy's awesome.
I hope he put Todd through a table.
That would be awesome.
Would be
then he'd be
awesome.
Like, oh,
like, wrestling is real.
Yeah.
Wrestling's real, ah!
Todd would be excited to learn that.
Yes!
Wrestling's real.
I was not the biggest fan of Bautista, but just for that, I'd be I would freak out.
I'd just be
that.
Happy to watch a Marvel character teach him a lesson.
Touché.
Yes.
I'll take anybody. Tom Holland slapping him in the face or something.
I will pay to see that. So,
this is not my last movie, you son of a bitch.
Just run up and
slap
him.
The plot of his next
yes!
movie.
Yeah.
I hope
so
people
in this
still...
next movie, I do this.
Ronin Island, number 4. Haven't been reading that, but people like it. Savage Avengers, number 2.
Okay, it's an island filled with Ronin. Doesn't that kind of defeat
yeah,
the purpose?
Yeah, they're lonely,
I know Swan
wandering Ronin.
Was digging that.
Yeah, there's some people reading it. Savage Avengers number 2, which is, of course, Punisher, Venom, Conan the Barbarian.
Sorry, it was me.
Crazy,
are you sure you said that right?
Crazy team. It's a crazy team.
Isn't it Savage?
Savage.
Savage?
Salvage.
Savage.
Savage Sword of Conan number 6. Sharky the Bounty Hunter number 4 of 6. That book, of course, having been reviewed, the issue one by Game Over Comics. They're doing some great comic reviews.
They do amazing comic reviews.
So, and Aaron's just started picking it back up again, so I'll go check them out.
Felix and Oscar, right?
It's Chris and Aaron, but not even close.
They're the odd couple.
Shazam, no. They're actually well-matched.
Okay, got it.
Shazam number six. Sorry, I just want to contradict everything
Felix
you said.
And Oscar, that's what I said. Right. Anyway, sorry.
I got it.
All right, thank you.
Shazam number six.
Shazam!
That's the one.
So excited. It's coming out soon on video. Can't wait.
Video, like you're going to buy it on VHS.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know, right?
Star Wars, Age of the Republic, Luke Skywalker, number one.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
These Age of the Republic one-shots are awesome.
I can't wait.
We're going to get into the religion of Skywalker. Can't wait.
Oh, I thought it was like one of those prequel issues where it shows him going to Tosche Station to pick up his power converter.
I've always wanted to see that.
But I was going to touch
I just want to know how good he is at actually shooting swamp rats. That's all I want to know.
Swamp rats.
Yeah.
There's no S.
Oh, is there womp? Yeah, is it womp rats? That's right, swamp rats.
All
right. Anyway,
swamp rats.
Thumbs, number 1 of 5. Mm. That's an image book. Don't know what it's about.
Thumbs?
Which one?
Yeah, Thumbs, there number 1 of 5. Oh. Walking Dead, issue 192.
What's that about?
Yeah. Bunch of Walking Dead.
Is it over after this? After this season, is that what I'm hearing? Is that correct?
The TV show.
Yes, it is. Right. This is the last season. Right. That's what I heard.
Yeah. I heard Fear of the Walking Dead is still going.
Still
going
to go. Right. I heard that this may be the last season for the Walking Dead.
Yeah, like everybody pulled out already.
Yeah.
Like Rick's out and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coral's
out. The only one that's there is.
Maybe Coral will be the next Spider-Man when Tom Holland quits.
Yeah, there you go.
They should have what they should do is they should have Sean Patrick Flannery join.
Who's Sean Patrick Flannery?
Unbelievable.
I don't know actors' names, man. Come on.
Daryl.
Not that kind of
name. Could have Sean Patrick Flannery and Daryl. Oh.
Yeah.
Is
Daryl the two brothers from
Boondock Saints.
Oh, the other brother from Boondock Saints. Oh, come on. Take it easy. Nobody else knew that either.
Oh, what are you talking about? Everyone knows Boondock Saints. Nobody.
I mean, yeah, they know that movie.
Hey, that's a transgender Willem Dafoe as the villain. It's awesome.
Is it?
Yes. Is that the villain?
Yes.
No, he's a good guy.
Not the villain. That's
what are you talking? Do you know the movie?
I don't. Apparently, I haven't watched it.
I'm like, what?
No, I'm sorry.
He smiles like a villain.
He's not the villain. My fault.
War of the Realms, Journey into Mystery, number 4 or 5.
Oh.
War of the Realms, New Agents of Atlas, number 3 or 4. Also incredibly hot book.
Mm.
Because of all the Asians of Atlas on that team.
Ooh. Oh, stop it.
And Young Justice, and that is your comic book list.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can get those comics right here at the Maui Comics and Collectibles in the heart of Kahului Town at the Queen Kahumanu Center. Please stop by and make sure you visit Dr. Daddy Leaks, and I'm sure he's got the comic that'll cure your ails. I am sure he'll prescribe you a subscription of comics that you're going to absolutely love.
It's like the worst possible combination of names you could have.
And it's only going to cost you anywhere between $15 and $25 a week right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. Is that right?
Some people sub to like one book.
Oh, okay.
Here and there. That's like $3 to $5 average.
Here's the thing. I'm trying to help. So I thought maybe,
give us the monies.
All the monies. People are saying that Young Justice has been good, so.
Carl Amano says William DeFriend.
William DeFriend. There you go. Yeah. I like it. Well, boys and girls, I'm going to go around the table really quick because I wanted to check in with everybody.
I want to see this.
Cynthia.
Yeah.
How have you been, my dear?
Not physically.
Not physically. I wouldn't. That'd be Duck Duck Goose. So, how have you been?
It's fantastic.
Fantastic. You're looking wonderful.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Comment on her looks, Mr. Biden. Why not do that?
Why don't you come in and smell my hair?
Have a whiff.
Do I just do this?
Oh, why?
It's not creepy at all. Not,
your run for president's over, G.
Is it over?
I think it's just begun.
It's just starting.
You know what you
what
do?
Are you talking
he hasn't
about?
Even grabbed him by the
make a publicly, insensitive comment about what you just did,
right.
And you're back in.
I'm totally back in. That's right. I got to get right next to her here and then, whisper something ever so softly in her ear and then smell her hair. I'm sorry.
Congratulations. You look great.
You look fantastic.
Oh, God. Can we please just go on? I feel creeped out.
That's awesome. So anyway, my dear, how have you been? You've been—I know you've been a busy lady. You've been keeping up.
I haven't been watching anything. I haven't been doing anything. I've been in
cryogenic
stasis.
I've heard you've been disappointed, though. Your show got canceled.
Yeah, my show got canceled.
I mean, what the hell?
And I'm not getting enough sleep, so I forgot the name of it right now.
Deadly Class.
That's why it got canceled.
You didn't care enough.
I didn't care enough. Deadly Class. Yeah, I just found out today. I'm really bummed about
Deadly
it.
Deadly Class got canceled. And Happy got canceled.
Happy too?
Yep, gone.
And Happy was incredible. Yeah, I haven't seen the second season.
Yep.
There's a possibility it might go to Netflix.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing is that sci-fi could possibly give it to Netflix, so it's possible.
Well, Happy, yes, but I don't think Deadly Class.
Nah, Deadly Class is done.
Oh, they probably will take it.
So good.
No, Deadly Class already has the Umbrella Academy. I mean, and that's too
Netflix already
has. Yeah, it's too similar.
That's too Netflix.
It's really not similar.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean, though.
They lost all of Marvel, so Netflix will probably just take it.
It's two things about schools.
Right. Right. So, and there's guys and girls in it.
Ninja High School's out then?
And then
I guess so, yeah.
It's totally out.
Yep.
Well, that's
an Assassination Classroom is gone. Well,
speaking of Ninja High School,
I love that.
Warrior Nun Ariella, also by Ben Dunn.
Yes,
at Antarctic Press.
Yes,
the Netflix series has started filming.
You know how much I'm a fan.
You're so excited.
I am a fan.
You have never read a single Ben Dunn comic, but you really are a big fan of his.
I am
because he wears a red hat.
I do.
That is the stupidest reason to care about somebody. I'm just going to tell you that your solidarity is going to backfire on you. Everybody you support is going to be convicted of something weird or freaky or gross. And you're all going to be guilty by association.
Hashtag make Ben Dunn great again. All right? So it's going to happen.
What?
No.
Yes.
I'm very excited. Ben Dunn's a
trumper. Yeah. Yes, I love Ben Dunn. Mm.
Just remember that when... Ariella Warrior Nun comes out on Netflix.
Yes,
I will remember that. I will avoid it. Oh, I am watching Agents of Shield.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you are keeping up with that show like on the Y. That is your show.
You're a great resource. One. Yeah, you are a great. Yeah, I don't even think the people on that show watch that show that much.
It's a good show.
Make me feel stupid.
No,
I'm keeping it alive.
It's gone through phases, is what I'm saying. Yeah. It's been a different show in many different phases.
Yeah,
right?
Every season's been different. Yeah.
So
it's great.
I'm impressed that you can stick with it that long. That it, like, you know, usually people need something consistent, but they change the focus every so often.
Yeah, they do, and I appreciate that because after that many seasons, you kind of wanted to.
That makes sense.
Listen,
mix it up a bit. Wear a costume or something.
Speaking of dorky. You know, comic stuff.
I'm sorry, what?
Speaking of dorky comic stuff, we're getting ever so close to San Diego Comic-Con. Will you be attending?
There's a 95% chance I will be, yes.
95, huh?
Yes. I don't have it. It's coming up pretty close, and I should be booked already, but I'm still, I still might go.
All right.
Mm-hmm. James Silvani will be there.
You're going to bring any, you're going to bring anything back?
Just my dignity. I definitely going to the one on Oahu.
Oh, good.
Well,
the one in San Diego, you always work.
Yes. Yeah.
So
it's not as fun, but there's a lot of like satellite things that are fun. Like the actual Comic-Con itself isn't fun for me because I don't get to attend any of the panels or anything unless I'm working them.
Sure.
But like everything else around, you know, when I have a couple hours off here and there, I get to see it. And it's pretty fun.
All right. Well, keep us updated. And if you go, you know, just
take
some pictures, put on the Nerd Watch. You know what's up.
I'll do that.
We want to see it. Give us some backstage stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. We know how you and that chick from iZombie are like.
She's not going to be there, but she is going to be in
Rose McIver.
She's going to be at Oahu.
Oh, is she? She's going to Oahu.
So I'm
going to
be with her on Oahu, but she's not going to be at San Diego.
Nice.
Bring her back here.
What are you going to say?
We're talking about her coming out here.
Yes.
Yeah. That's creepy.
All right. Tell her I want to talk to her.
Kauai Comic Con.
Kauai Comic Con, yes.
Kauai Comic Con's this Saturday.
This Saturday?
And Swan Kohokele, of course, from Maui Comics.
He's got his own table this year.
He's got his own artist alley.
Good for him.
And we've also got Todd Bernardi, I believe, is going, right? No, DJ Cavicani for sure is going.
Yeah, he's going.
John Murakami.
Mm-hmm.
Bon Daisuke is one of the headliner guests, also with Carl Potts, our friend Carl Potts, who's
the Potts.
I think that rounds out his Hawaiian Islands experience. I think he's been to all of them and made an appearance there. So
yeah, sounds about right.
I mean, I wish I could go because it sounds awesome, and it's happening at the Marriott. So people showed me pictures of the grounds, and it looks incredible.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't mention somebody that was on the flyer.
Well, why don't you embarrass me?
Night Darling will also
Night Darling's cosplay competition also mysteriously jumped from the Maui Comic Con to Kauai Comic Con.
This is bull crap.
You know what this is? This is a qualifying round.
All right. So just,
you know what's funny though? Mm-hmm. It's crazy because cosplay becoming competitive and also on the track of, you know, video games becoming more accepted as an esport, you know, Maui College has just started their program with esports and everything. Mm. Cosplay is very competitive, and we were kind of joking, but it's semi-serious that there is like a season for cosplay. Like Maui Matsuri just happened. Mm. That's a pretty serious cosplay competition that people take seriously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the Comic-Cons throughout the year, especially Kauai-Con, people are very... You know, and we'll see with the Night Darling cosplay competition at the Kauai-Con and see, you know, it'll be interesting if it happens for enough years for it to actually become like a season. And there's like a main Super Bowl of cosplay at the end or something.
I'm already planning my costumes for Maui Comic Con.
Oh, you guys kill it.
Yeah.
Oh,
sweet.
I can't wait.
And I don't even join the competition. I'm so good. Mm-hmm. I don't even know.
You guys, I always look forward to. And Ruben Carrion, he always nails it.
Here's the thing. Just do yourself a favor. Mm-hmm. I really want you to see at this year's Comic Con to come as Frozone. That would be amazing.
Don't do that ever again. No. We actually are writing that into the, by the way, the cosplay competition registration.
God, that was so
weird. We are.
There's no
blackface allowed. I don't want to have to explain it further. I'm just glad that the Maui News didn't use that picture.
I'm surprised they never even brought it up.
Maui Comic Con.
Oh, man.
But that was horrific. No. And I guess she got away with it.
Yeah, she did.
But, you know, you're welcome to cosplay as whatever you like in the Maui Comic Con. But
now I got to rethink my costume. Thanks.
You're responsible for the reaction you get.
Frozone.
But we're not letting it. But we're not letting it in the cosplay competition. Thank you.
Why is Frozone the only black character you can think of?
Because that's it was horrific.
I'm sure I could think of another one if you give me time.
Okay. It was like a bad Twilight Zone watching. I watched her walk by and I was like, nice cosplay. It's like horrified.
Woo!
I was like, oh no, there's blackface.
Ah, so awesome.
Could have been.
My favorite part.
I was not prepared.
I think,
for
to be honest,
that.
My favorite
it
part was
bad.
The reaction
it was
like,
bad.
Hey!
I didn't realize we had to explain it to people.
Yeah, now we do. It's all good. Listen.
So funny.
You're trying to be authentic to the part.
Authentic.
Yeah.
Authentic.
No. All right. No. Listen.
I apologize.
It's not my.
She wouldn't have been able to find her super suit.
That's true. It's not my cosplay contest. So I'm just curious. I was just.
That's right.
There. All right.
So shut up.
All right. All right. Night, darling. Do your thing. Anyway, so glad you're back with us, Cynthia.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah. And then coming up, you're going to be joining us for Spider-Man.
Spidey-mans.
You're going to be here for Spider-Man. It's awesome.
I need to get my ticket for that.
Do you? You better hurry the frick up.
Oh, why are you being
I didn't know you were
going to
be. You know what?
Oh, man.
Is Francine going?
I don't know. She hasn't confirmed.
Okay, you have the extra ticket.
No, I'll just buy my own.
Try.
Well, we'll see.
Wasn't that I forgot about you. I gave an extra one to her for, you know.
But it's not like I knew I was going to go.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Target decided,
it's a midnight show, you know.
I know. I probably work at like around 11.
Oh, sweet.
I can literally just shoot right there with my...
Sweet. Shoot away.
With what?
Yeah, watch
where
you shoot.
Yeah, yeah. Web sling, you know. That's the way to do it. Format, sir, what have you been up to, my friend? How's it going? What you been working on? What you working with?
I got cheese, chips.
Good.
In my face.
Good.
He's going to sell.
Shall I move on?
Ask him a question.
Yeah.
No, what's the question?
You have been, I've been seeing you a lot on PS4. What have you been playing around with?
Nothing.
Nothing. I don't know.
I haven't really been on lately. I tried to do some laddering on Tekken, but I don't know.
Not feeling it?
I haven't been able to connect to any matches. Like the connections are always bad.
There was a sale on this EX layer I bought it. It was like $20. It's actually pretty fun. I'm liking it so far. I mean, there's not a lot of play modes, but it's still pretty good. And then, by the way, for anybody that's a gamer, the Days of Play sale is apparently starting on June 7th. So if you guys want to get some really cool games for PS4 that's going on sale, they'd have a big sale for those times. And it's like Days of Play happening on the 7th of June. So you're going to definitely check that out. So I'm super excited.
There's a few things I want to keep my eye on for grab.
Well, I'm playing Mortal Kombat 11, and I really like it. But I may want to get it for the PS4 because I want to try it and see what the controls are like on the PS4. So I don't know. I'm thinking about it because I like it that much. I just hate the crypt. It's crap.
It is.
It's crap.
You unlock a lot of things just to pay for the things that you just unlocked.
It pisses me off so bad. I hate it. It's just driving me nuts. But anyway. Kai.
That reminds me of a joke.
Oh, you please. Are actually you're
the floor is yours, sir.
wait.
It's all right, we'll
Kai. You're later. Sitting in tonight. I'm so glad you could sit in with us. We haven't seen you in a bit. I'm so glad you're back.
Are we done with me? Okay.
We are done. Well, for now.
Moving on.
We're moving on. Yeah.
Moving on.
Enough of you, guy.
Eat those chips.
That's right. what you been up to?
I was sick for the last almost month.
Good Lord, what's wrong with you?
The last week I was sick for 6 days, and I lost 50 pounds.
50 pounds.
When did you gain it back?
You look great.
Yeah.
50 pounds. I had
a stomach flu, so I just played video games all day.
Nice. All right. Did you watch All In AEW or what?
I watch all of it. I just watched this past. I just watched Takeover 25. That was a great match.
For those of you that don't know, All Elite Wrestling is the one that's going to start going head to head with WWE on TNT. Very excited.
Don't look at me because I actually do know.
Thank you.
Okay,
I know you do.
Before we,
I don't know.
Before you even begun to touch that, I
also don't care.
WWE is a ginormous company. They're not.
I don't want them to listen. It's not about competition. No, it's about making each other better.
No, for Vince McMahon, it is competition because he always going to try to flaunt his strength all over the place. But then. AEW is still just a small company. They're not going to do anything.
Only you know, do Swan was watching wrestling in the shop the other day, and I was watching it.
And then you fired him.
And then,
right, and then you let him go.
He's got
then,
a couple more infractions.
Okay.
And then I thought to myself, I can't believe people are still watching this.
It's so good.
Because it's good.
What? It's good.
What?
Look,
the production values have not gone up.
Shut
at
your
all.
Mouth.
And then, okay, you know what?
Part shut of, your
a,
mouth.
A part of that is because there is no competition, and I feel like
WWE is the be all company.
I was like, Ronda Rousey can't act for.
But
can
she
I swear
can
on this
wrestle
show?
Like
can
a mofo. She,
and that's what we enjoy the performance of these guys.
Yeah, they make with the punchy punchy. Enough with the talky talky.
Well, again, listen, that's what this new company called All Elite Wrestling is doing, and they had
make
their
them punch each other
first
more?
Big pay-per-view, and always. It was actually very good. I thought the Battle Royal sucked, but...
What?
Yeah, didn't like
the
it.
The Battle Royal was amazing.
I'll tell you why later. I don't want to get into it.
Have you
it.
Not seen the greatness of Orange Cassidy?
I have... Don't get me started. But listen, other than that, I thought Dustin and, of course, his brother Cody were fantastic.
Oh, you mean the Blood Fountain?
The Blood Fountain. Oh, yeah, that was his face. He was, talk about getting
was
color.
He wearing the crimson mask?
He was wearing the crimson mask.
No, that was no
mask.
Crimson mask. That was just a fountain of blood.
Brandy, like, hit him with the cane in the face. That was hardcore. But anyway, it was a pretty good show overall. And Dean Ambrose, a.k.a. Jon Moxley, is now on AEW. Very excited.
Have you saw his interview with
Chris Jericho?
Shoot
interviews, baby, with Chris Jericho. So that was awesome.
And I forget the other one.
Wade Keller.
Yeah, Wade
Keller. Saw it. Yep, it was good. Anyway, we'll talk more about wrestling later. But
wait,
I was
did you say
it was
no, I hope
Chris
not.
Jericho?
Chris, yeah. Chris Jericho's in AEW. Chris Jericho has a great podcast.
Fun fact, when I worked with the WWE, Chris Jericho told me that was his favorite makeup artist ever.
Well, listen, I am 1 degree away from Chris Jericho. That makes me very excited. Chris Jericho's a fantastic wrestler.
He's a nice guy.
Was he wearing spandex BVDs? When he told
Bibbidi's,
you,
he was.
How dare you?
No, he was wearing pants.
I think back then he wasn't wearing the scarf, but he was definitely wearing the lighted jacket.
God, I don't remember.
Yeah, stop it. You should always remember.
I was wearing an Iron Maiden shirt. That's why he said I was.
Nice, because he's a huge metal guy. Mm-hmm. Huge.
His band is really good.
Yeah, no, Fozzy's great. He's also a guy that loves Metallica but hates the Black Album. So
that's the most popular album.
He hates it. He talks about how much he hates it.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoy
it. He must be really interesting.
He's a very... Listen, let me tell you something. That guy is a nerd. You should listen to the stuff he talks about. He is a complete nerd.
All right, look.
By the way, just to let you know, he is a huge Golden Girls fan. just to
okay,
get...
all right. Respect. Respect.
Sid, if you ever run into him, ask him to come to the podcast,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, it'd be really
awesome. We should just do one episode on the Golden Girls, because I think we've only got one left.
I think we need two.
Right?
Yeah, something like
it's
that.
It's just Rose. We knew Rose was going to be the like Highlander of the group.
Yeah.
She's like, y'all,
y'all keep making fun of me for being stupid.
Wait, no, Estelle Getty is still alive, ain't she?
I thought
no.
Betty White
was the first one to go. Yeah, she was the first to go.
She was actually, yeah.
All right, somebody look that
and
up.
And she was the youngest in the group, I think.
Estelle Getty. I think she's still alive.
Yeah, she was the youngest of the group, but she was also the
first. All right, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, just checking. Anyway, myself, I told you guys I was going to Oahu because I had some family come in to Oahu. It was
nobody
a lot
cares.
Of fun. I just want to let
did
you
get us presents?
Yeah.
I,
oh,
yeah.
I, yeah in
what
that case, I'll care.
What did they give you to give us?
I had no time, but
then
I did.
We don't care.
We went I went to Kapolei.
And your family is dead to us.
Yeah, I think that's how that's pronounced.
Yeah, that's definitely Kapolei. No. And that place is very, very different than what it used to be back in the day.
Black and white?
There's an actual hotel out there, which is weird.
And it used to be black and white back in the day.
There's, you know the one thing that's over there in Oahu that needs to be here? Jollibees. There's like two Jollibees, three Jollibees.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen after Max couldn't survive.
Yeah, no.
Jollibees could. It's a franchise.
So is Max's.
Stop it. I think Jollibee's could
there's a lot of things Oahu's got that we
it's true. It's very true. But yeah,
something's coming up at the intersection of on the highway, that new industrial. They're building a new Safeway. And there's a you can see there's a restaurant building going into.
Right.
So.
I wonder what it's
going to
be.
So I wonder what it is. A Chili's? Oof. A Crapplebee's?
It'll be a Foodland, right?
I hate Applebee's and I hate Chili's. I hate them both.
Oh, I love Chili's.
The only rumor
do
is
you
that.
Like Chili's?
I love Chili's.
Oh, garbage.
We had them in Boston.
Can I tell you something else I hate?
What's up?
And it's on this island?
Women. Is it racist? So don't say it if it's racist.
Is it women?
No. I hate Outback.
Yep. Oh,
like that's the most sacrilege. Offensive thing you could say to me.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's my favorite restaurant.
Oh wow, she went with the Cajun accent on that sadness. She didn't like that.
Then my second least favorite closed down, and that was Ruby Tuesday's. I hate.
That was a decent place. They had the rib special.
I got pretty fat there. I liked it a lot. Yeah, a lot of shakes.
I didn't care for it.
I did not like it
but
at all.
Man, oh man, do I love it.
Can we also do a food episode? Because I wouldn't be talking about these crappy chain restaurants.
Maui's got some pretty fantastic food.
Yeah, as long as we don't go to Zippy's.
That's fantastic food.
But I actually went to Zippy's last night and did not mind it.
I've been to Zippy's once in my life.
If there is one,
don't let Carl hear you.
If there is one place that goes above
it was after midnight, of course.
And beyond despising... In my book, it is Zippy's. I hate Zippy's.
Oh, wow. I didn't
know
that.
I don't want to go there ever. I don't want to
kind of makes
there.
Me like you more.
I don't want to. I hate it.
Sweet. Hey, can we do next show at Zippy's?
Hey, you know the guy right here who works as your producer does work at Zippy's?
I didn't know you were still working there.
Yeah, he does work there.
Okay.
Yeah, you just jeopardized his job, man.
Sorry. Oh, man. Oh, we love Zippy's.
I've been trying to make
we love the fact that Kai works
at Zippy's.
I've been
trying to make my boss sponsor this damn podcast for how many years.
Kai.
He doesn't want to get kicked off mass-produced Undoggy.
Listen, look, before
production.
We get into all the nerd stuff.
We put some effort into making those Undoggies from scratch. But
you could have fooled me.
Hey, get off.
I will say
oh,
this.
Oh, what do? You open the plastic bag. And you dump the frozen Undoggy in the fryer.
I just said from scratch.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
one
and then
of those
you scratch yourself a
you
little bit.
You scratch the tab and it pops open.
Let me tell you
how dare you.
Let me tell you what I hate about it.
We put effort in making those things from scratch.
All right. Don't get too excited. We get it. We know that you.
Yeah, you don't have to defend Zippy's. They're like a multi-million-dollar.
I've been working
company.
There for 10 years.
No,
okay?
I know. No, but let me tell
10
you.
10 years and the chili still sucks.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I. Let me tell you what I hate about it. Because every time there is a bucket of chili that is ordered.
A bucket of chili.
And whenever anybody brings a bucket. It's a bucket of chili,
it's
right?
A bucket of chili.
It's a barrel.
When any barrel, whatever the frick it is, every
it's
time
a
it's ordered,
they call
okay?
it a barrel, but it's a bucket.
No matter if you open it at Zippy's or at the picnic at the park or at the beach, it's always lukewarm. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's just right in the
Look.
Middle where you put it in your mouth, and it's disgusting.
I'm gonna explain it to you, G.
I hate it.
They're it's you the know, barrel. That's they're a franchise corporation, okay?
Okay.
So what that means is if they hand you a bucket full of piping hot chili and your dumbass spills it on yourself, which you almost certainly will because you're a dumbass, you're going to sue them for all of that money.
The only thing that I will eat at Zippy's.
So you're getting a lukewarm,
good.
Dumbass.
You guys say the oxtail.
Our babies.
Not the oxtails. What? Is babies. No, I'm just kidding. Wow. No. Is I actually think the garlic chicken or whatever is actually. Oh, no. Korean chicken.
The Korean chicken's good. My friend just showed me an off menu item the other night, which I will be. It's a Portuguese sausage and cheese omelet sandwich.
What?
Sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
Not really off menu. That's like a breakfast stuff.
It's good.
Yeah. And by the way, the only thing good at Napoleon's nice Bakery are the two things. the Napples with the blueberry and cream cheese, and of course the cream cheese.
All right, enough with the
zippies,
man. Don't talk about their good stuff.
This.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
We're on an island with homemade bakery.
Yeah.
Great malasadas. We're on an island with Komodas.
Komodas is awesome.
There's a new bakery that just opened.
Hoi Hoi.
Yeah.
Which is also excellent. Yeah. Somebody left a whole cake from Hoi Hoi at my house. I ate it.
Where is that again?
By yourself? You fat pig.
In one city?
I'm a fat boy, man. You think you're fat? You ain't fat.
You ain't nothing.
Okay, where is this bakery?
It's, you know where, across from Baldwin.
Safeway.
Across from Baldwin? Mm-hmm.
The Haunted Safeway.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know if you remember this or not.
It's
remember
by Jersey Mike's.
Right. Do you remember St. Germain's? Does anybody remember St. Germain's? It was an offshoot. It was in, used to be in Chicago.
What was he sainted for?
Back in the day, it was a bakery, and your stuff that's not just in the case, but you pick out your stuff that's in baskets and things like that. They make like these meat pies. Yes, and
how we're talking about food. It's good. A Nerdwatch pot.
Hey, listen, we're getting a lot of viewers on this. They're digging it.
Okay, hey, it's good.
Debatable.
I need to go over there.
Who doesn't like food?
That's true.
I will say
we all eat it.
That is a good bakery. I will admit that.
We will all die if we don't eat it.
But it is kind of expensive.
Which one?
To be fair, the Hoi Hoi Bakery. I mean,
it is very expensive.
Look, my guilty pleasure is still Wells.
You know what?
Those damn pies.
You know what? I'm so sick of Maui addiction. Being
cream
cheap,
orange?
Man.
Just cream orange from Still Wells are awesome.
If it's good, just pay for it.
Listen, I'm with you 100%.
Maui is cheap. And that's why things go. That's why things go.
That's not funny.
It's a good point. All right.
It's not a funny joke.
No, I still love Still Wells.
It's terrible.
I'm struggling.
No, you do.
I'm a big fan of Stillwell's.
You make
myself.
A good
those
point.
Banana cream pies.
I never really ate too much at Stillwell's.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I ever get there are the cream horns.
Cream horns are good.
Yeah. The cream horns are very good. For me, it's the pies.
Mm-hmm. They've got some good salads there, too.
Also, speaking of bakeries, Leota's Bakery. Provided us with a mini banana cream pie for Jason Mewes when we went out to meet him.
Leota's is an amazing bakery. I've been out there.
And you mentioned Komodas as well, which is like...
Everybody knows Komodas.
Yeah.
That's history.
Dope.
I wonder how much longer Komodas is going to be there, though.
You shush forever.
You shut your mouth before I punch it. I'll punch you in your dumb, stupid tongue.
I heard there's one kid that's going to take over.
Okay, good.
The daughters don't care. They really don't. They're in there and they're like, you like donuts? I don't care. I hate giving them
to you. You like these stupid buns?
Once mom kicks it, we're done.
Yeah,
you know how much this building's worth?
Yeah.
I know, seriously. Jesus.
Stick donut? You know where you can stick your donuts?
You know what?
Hey, give it time.
Bury you in butter rolls.
You know what? Speaking of collectibles, because we do collect, I mean, if you look at their walls, they have a fortune in signage and
that
old
is
vintage
true.
Stuff on their walls.
That is true.
If that place closed, you better be up there and go get in all that.
There is one bakery, by the way, we are not mentioning here on Maui that we should. I think Four Sisters is amazing.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The butter rolls are a little rich.
A little rich. They are very rich.
My
wife, freaking delicious.
My wife and her dad love those butter rolls. Mm, and he's actually not allowed to eat them, but she gets them all the time. But they're so good.
Those cheese.
You never been to that
really
one
good.
In Wailuku? It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But listen. Enough about all that. We're nerding out over food over here. No, we're going to have to go visit.
Guri's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Guri. Well, Guri's on vacation right now. They won't be back until the 11th of June.
They always like to scare you like that.
They do.
They're just like, bye.
Yeah, we're out.
We're gone for a month.
They've been a couple of scares.
I think they're in Vegas.
You miss us yet?
Yeah. They do.
Well, you know my theory on that is?
What?
My theory is they go on vacation, quote unquote, but what they're actually doing is moving around the original recipe for Guri's across the country and the world so it doesn't get found and they're the only ones that ever have it. It's kind of like, you know, like the Holy Grail.
Oh. So it was my understanding that it took 1 month to proof that batch.
That's what I've heard
for
too.
For the year.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What the? That's crazy.
I don't know if that's true, but I heard that and I'm sticking to it.
All I know is that their recipe is like, it's like Indiana Jones. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
it's Indiana Jones.
I just
think
they go to Vegas.
Like, you have to do a movie about it.
It's not important.
I didn't
know
there was some dark secret thing about the recipe for.
It's like Indiana Jones.
It is. He's got, you got to look for Indiana Jones and the Secret of Guri Guri.
Wow, this is amazing.
Doesn't it sound like it? That's what I'm saying.
That gurry recipe?
Yeah.
It's like Sprite seven up, and yeah. condensed milk
yeah.
and,
yeah, that's what
and
I really heard.
Flavor stuff.
Wow. Why? You just gave away the secret, bro.
Everybody knows.
Way to go, Indy.
Way to go. Thanks a lot for ruining it.
How did you and I know that?
Dr. Jones?
Because back in the day, it wasn't really...
that hard.
It was Maui. They're like, well, you don't care. You're not. Are you going to make it? No, you're going to come and buy it because it's
no,
only...
No, you lazy.
It's only like a quarter of a scoop, so you're going to come and buy it from us.
And an awesome cup.
An awesome little cup and a chalky wood spoon.
What we just did is this podcast goes worldwide, and I think we're going to get in trouble. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't think people would be like, gurry, gurry. That sounds terrible.
It's sherbet, people.
No, it's not sherbet. It's gurry, gurry. Yeah. All right?
It's sherbet with Sprite.
Stop it.
Also, when I was a kid, Tasty's Crust, the world famous pancakes, was rumored to actually have beer in the batter.
No, really?
Yeah, that's what my dad heard. Told me. And I think, I'm sure he was
and
doing
cocaine.
That just to mess with me. Them's was the days.
Them's was the days.
Shining 80s.
Everything was bright and clean.
I was going a mile a minute.
Give me the stack. Give me the stack.
That was one
that's
tasty crust.
Big two pieces around.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, listen, getting back to some nerd stuff, this week.
Can we not talk about more food like QPs?
Listen, Q-Bees. Don't get started with QPs. Hey, okay,
don't look. Get Alika started okay. on QPs.
I love QPs.
This is good because it's something actually real is happening I can talk about. All is right. The QPs first anniversary is coming up, and they're going to have a bunch of vendor booths, and like, you know, it's going to be a cool, fun
awesome.
Event. And everybody should go out and support them because they make the best
good.
Fruity Pebbles milkshakes.
Yes.
Whoa.
That's good.
I've never had them, but I've heard about them. They are good.
They're great.
Yes.
All right.
What, when is this?
This month.
All right.
I don't know the exact date.
Nice.
Sorry. I'm a huge fan. I love QPs. I'm there like every other night.
All right. Here's my issue.
They know me by name.
And then they got rid of the boob window.
I will say this. I do have to take umbrage with their sign design.
Why?
Because last time I checked, QPs did not have any ice cream cones.
They do.
They do now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't
they
know.
Have their, if you look at their ice cream menu, it's as big as their regular food menu.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, how do you guys afford to have that kind of selection for ice cream? They have like 30 shake flavors. It's awesome.
Shake.
Really?
And I'm just going to narrow it down
you
for you.
Were you aware of this?
I'm gonna
I was
narrow,
not either.
I'm going to narrow
do
it down for
malt?
You. The shakes, you only need to try two.
Okay.
Ube sure. and Fruity Pebbles. That's it.
Wow.
I like the cookie.
Wow, look
cream.
At you.
I'm going to try a third one.
I am.
Don't
I
do
wanna,
it. Don't you dare. Don't you even
right.
do
I'm
it.
I'm going to try
you
a third
two,
one and ruin
I'm
my gonna experience.
Do three.
All right, whatever. Screw you guys.
Wait, what's wrong with cookies and cream? I love
experience.
Cookies and cream.
Ha.
Aw, Carl's going to make us all cry now.
I know.
I miss Azeka's Hawaiian plate. I miss Azeka's ribs.
Everybody misses Azeka's ribs.
Because
man.
Every, yeah, man. You have, if I had a dollar for every time somebody claimed to have the Azeka's ribs recipe.
they'd be effing liars.
Yeah, they're all liars. They don't know.
I had an uncle who claimed that, and yeah. then I was like, no, these are not. These are not. No.
I've heard that so many times yeah. in my life.
Yeah, crazy. Anyway,
heartbroken.
And we are we missing out on any? That
oh God,
know
there's
about?
Like thousands.
There's a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
Don't let
on,
me
though.
Get too
listen.
Deep into it because we could.
Let's just start talking about Godzilla.
All
right,
let's do
right
that then. Let's dive in.
Let's.
I don't know. I only go to the same places. So where you?
That
guys
is true.
Go?
I do that as well. I mean,
yeah, I get stuck in a loop.
I do.
I want to tell you.
And I get stuck going. Man, there's no place to go.
Yeah, some place good for breakfast though. That's kind of, like I kind of switch it up and go there is Tante's in the Maui Beach
the fish
Hotel.
Market?
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Maui
the
Beach. Oh, okay, okay.
But for
right,
breakfast.
Right, right.
But for
okay.
breakfast.
It's different than what it used to be because I used to go to Tante's too, but it's a new owner, I guess, or different owner.
Oh,
now?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I only ever went there for breakfast because their corned beef hash is actually like fresh
oh,
corned beef.
Oh, because the Tante's I know about is in Malaya. They're a fish
they just
market.
Opened there.
Yeah, yeah.
That was. And that was a couple of good restaurants before
is
Tante's,
Beach
too.
Is still there in Malai as well?
I
that
believe so. On the bottom floor, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, just
speaking of which, uh-huh. when they had the satellite Beach Bums here in Maui Marketplace, yeah. before they closed, they were doing a prime rib moco, loco moco
whoa,
for breakfast.
That's whoa. Amazing.
That was bomb.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing is that whoa. I went to Tante's, and I did that just to let everybody know. I'm not to brag. Or
all
anything.
Right, let's hear it.
But I went to Tante's and did their loco
oh,
moco
the challenge.
Challenge. And I beat
what was
it.
The challenge?
It's
to eat it.
Yeah, I ate it.
Well, how? What was in? What was in the
so
bowl?
So apparently it was Loco-moco? Like six scoops of rice.
Six scoops.
It was
of rice?
Six scoops okay. of rice.
I can
it was.
Do,
it was that's five. Nothing. It was five hamburger patties.
Okay.
Gravy, and I think
so. If we follow the rule of three, it's two patties.
Right.
Three scoops of rice.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
How many eggs?
There are six
14,
eggs.
14 eggs?
No, nothing like that. It wasn't that big. That's what I thought. Hey, listen, I thought I could easily do it, but I couldn't. I had to eat the meat first, then the eggs, and I had to really.
Man versus food.
Yeah, exactly. I had to like challenge myself to get through that rice.
I want to challenge you because I feel like I could throw down, man.
Right. You could.
And on a very special nerd watch.
People underestimate me.
He throws down on some meat.
Yeah, that's wink. Good. That's good.
It's a meat wink, challenge, wink. Guys. It's a meat
it's
challenge.
It's a meat challenge. I'm getting the meat sweats.
Oh, you know what we forgot?
What?
Donut
Dynamite. Oh, yeah, also on Lower Main Street.
Yeah. That's good.
She's actually making waves because who's that foodie? Who's
I
on,
don't know, but someone's coming out.
Feed so, Me Something. Yeah, Feed Me Phil or whatever.
Someone's coming out here.
Is this,
she's been on television before, and she has great donuts, and she makes them from scratch. Like
and
actual
she's got
scratch.
Like a great personality. She's like a whole brand in of herself.
She's totally
great.
Like bubbly.
Very unique.
She does, and she doesn't do it like zippy scratch. She does it like
Like there's no seams on her donuts.
Someone's gonna die.
Like
you
brioche bread, and she learned it from like a very special bakery somewhere in Europe.
Yeah. Ooh, special.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Don't be mad because Zippy sucks, bro.
Don't be mad, bro.
I will throw a rubber slipper at you.
Zippy's taking on this. Yeah. Ooh, special.
It gets all offended. What the hell,
man?
She learned it from like some special Tibetan monks in
support local.
Yeah, so. Oh wow, so special Tibetan monks gave her some secret recipe.
Yeah, that's right, and that's why her donuts are amazing.
They are
John
amazing.
Jay at some point does want to hear about Godzilla, but I don't know if anybody watched it yet.
I was going to tell you that. First of all, I would like to let everybody know that thanks to John Jay Murakami, who is in the Facebook live chat right now.
Yes,
he did give me the name for the show. So thank you, John
Meet
J. Murakami.
The Nerd Watch. Gross.
What's the name?
It's called Meet the Nerd Watch.
Ah,
gross.
So,
I cut social media out of my life.
Social media is toxic.
That's pretty good.
Also,
Murphy.
By
the way,
happy birthday to Murphy Milburn. Also in the chat.
Oh, Murphy! Woo. Yeah,
I don't know who that is.
By the way, I think
there we go.
I also think that
better than what I
that social media is toxic. But whatever you do, guys, please visit.
So
our Facebook
please
page,
watch our
Facebook.com
live videos
slash
on social
Nerd
media.
Watch, right here,
where we argue about pastries and
where the Nerd Watch. It can be roughly described as hate radio.
Hate. That's right. But yes, I did get an opportunity to see Godzilla this week, King of the Monsters.
That's good.
Yeah, and,
for you.
Let me tell you something.
I saw it.
You did?
Yeah, you saw me.
Oh, that's right. I did see you, didn't I?
I kicked you in the leg.
No, you hit me in the
arm.
Did you see me?
All right.
Did you see me?
That's right. I didn't see you.
I didn't see you.
But yes.
Because I wasn't there.
Are you John Cena? You can't see you?
No.
Yeah. So we did go see Godzilla, King of the Monsters. And I'm going to go to you first.
No, don't.
I gotta tell you guys something. This is the theme song
to
Godzilla.
You hear so
loud. This sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's with Mr. Serge Tankanian, by the way.
Oh, is that this movie?
Yes.
From System of a Down.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, but anyway, that's
getting primal with it.
Surge. So I'm gonna go to you first, then Kai.
God, no, don't.
What were your take on Godzilla, King of the Monsters?
I don't understand what all the criticism was from the critics. They're saying it was not enough human element. I thought there was too much human element in this movie.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. It was fun.
If 11 was a monster, that would be cool.
Well, here's the thing.
She had her powers and she tried to fight Godzilla.
You enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. It was
okay,
fun.
Okay, so let me just say this right out flat. I hated it.
Whoa.
Why?
Yeah. I thought Godzilla, King of the Monsters. I can't believe I'm saying this right now, but this Godzilla movie made me pine. This made me pine for the Matthew Broderick Godzilla from 1998. Oof. Yep. Why? I thought that this movie was number one. The story sucked. The humans were terrible.
Hey.
And the monster fights were garbage.
Watch it with the vitriol, man.
I know.
This is a family show.
I was super upset about it.
Wow.
Because
you sound like you're angry at us.
Okay. Every time these freaking monsters would show up, okay, there
Did
were
you just swear?
Constant yeah, freaking. All right? I'm freaking angry. All right.
Oh, whoa. So, right down.
Okay.
So what happened is that every time that these monsters would show up, okay, to do a fight, there was always It was always raining. There was always wind whipping.
You're
up.
Mad that there's
and
rain.
No. But it would distract.
You always have
from,
the worst.
It would distract worst from the criticisms. Fights. And the fights were so up close.
So you hated Matrix Revolutions then?
The fights were so up close that you couldn't make heads or tails of who was what.
So these are the same arguments that I had for all the Transformers movies.
Oh my god!
And you are now making it about Godzilla.
At least in the Wait. Transformers, they would pan out, and I could.
Not really.
Wait.
When I have to watch the quarter panel of a truck while it's transforming, no, that doesn't. No.
Fair enough. I'll give you that. Fair enough. I'll give you that.
Literally, a freaking three-headed dragon was bringing the storm. It was the storm.
No, no. Here's the thing. What I don't understand is that you have such cool concept. You have Godzilla. You got King Ghidorah. You've got Rodan. You've got Mothra. You've got Kong. You've got all of these amazing.
You always saw a snippet of Kong.
Yeah, but you get these amazing monsters, but yet the fight seems so blah, and they weren't fun. It seemed like no one was having any fun. It's a monster movie about ridiculously sized monsters.
Do you want them to be laughing
Kong,
as they're destroying
let me
cities?
Let me tell you something that was really
awesome,
good.
That would be awesome, actually.
Kong, Skull Island was a much better movie.
They're enjoying it.
And had a much better story, and it actually was enjoyable to watch. So I got to tell you, I was really disappointed.
So this isn't a game. This isn't a movie based on the video game?
No, it's
King
not.
Of Monsters?
No. I know what you're talking about. That's a great game, by the way.
Yeah.
Isn't that King of Fighters?
No, it's King of the Monsters. King of the Monsters. It's a great game for PlayStation 2. It was awesome.
Is that, I thought it was going to be that.
No, it's
and
not.
That was going to be awesome.
And my other problem was...
So did Eleven eat any Eggos?
No.
in the movie?
My other big problem with this freaking movie...
No, but her nose bled a lot.
Was that they had... Okay, spoilers, okay? Drake. Godzilla goes down. And in order to revive him, they have to
CPR.
They have to perform CPR.
Ooh, who gets
they
to
have
make
to
out
put,
with Godzilla?
They have to put the what you call on
defibrillators?
Them? Defibrillators, right? And guess what the defibrillator
just
is?
Just little hand-sized ones?
Negative. You know what the
use?
Defibrillator is?
What is
it's
it?
A nuclear bomb.
Okay.
So he loves radiation.
Oh, he loves radiation. Gosh.
So I'm thinking to myself, this is so dumb because
that's like
you know defibrillation isn't part of CPR, right?
Yeah,
whatever the case may be.
They're like
he's all great.
Pretty far gone by that
what
point.
What I did anyway, I was so.
I feel like I need Ganon here to defend.
I don't know. I don't know if he liked it or not.
Oh, did Ganon?
Ganon went to.
I ran into him. He said it was a good movie.
Did he see me? Because I didn't see the movie.
Maybe he didn't like it.
But I was there.
I really wanted to see. It's the old Toho movies did it much better. Like the fights were fun to watch, and they were just...
But this is a new movie, and it's fun. Get off my back,
that's
man.
That's the thing. It wasn't.
I'm gonna need you to get all the way off.
That is my biggest problem with the film is that it wasn't fun. I had no fun with it. It didn't have fun with itself.
You don't have fun doing anything.
He didn't. Look.
You're not a good source. If people are like, let me gauge the fun.
Everybody watch this movie. You'll,
let me ask
you'll
G-Money
tell me the same freaking thing.
You are not a good
Ganon
source of entertainment.
Yeah.
Ganon's not in
you're
chat.
Not a, you're not very receptive
Ganon,
to fun.
I need you here.
I did not like the movie at all. I gave it. I'm giving it a
nobody
one,
cares what you
one
think.
Star review.
Stop
I thought it.
It
was garbage.
Just
and
stop.
I thought Michael Dougherty.
You're not a good source of entertainment, though.
Yeah. Michael Dougherty.
I'll let you know that.
Not even fun to be around, bro.
First of all.
Our entire viewership doesn't watch the show for you.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, they do. But second...
No, they don't. You wish.
Second, I have to tell you, the
he's
guy who
good at intros.
The guy who directed the film was the guy who also directed Trick or Treat. He's done better movies. He's written better movies.
Yeah,
but
this was
not the movie. What's funny is that at the very end of the movie... At the credits, it was more fun watching the credits to see what Godzilla was doing to the environment than it was to watch the actual movie for me. That's what was fun. So anyway, the story's a jumble. The human characters are garbage.
So and does Nick Fury show up and is like, "Hey, I need you to
no
be
here to
a
talk
part
about
of the Avengers."
For some odd reason, Godzilla had the time stone. I don't know why. So it was a weird. Yeah. So anyway,
Rodan, I'm here to bargain.
Yeah. See, yeah, and that was the other. Yeah, it was the nuclear bomb thing. It was like, what are we doing here?
Well, because Godzilla has a lot to do with nuclear
Wait,
bombs.
Wait, I'm actually confused. Atomic as to bombs. Why Atomic. Your
nuclear?
I mean, was it it's a bridge too far?
Nuclear.
No, you know what it was? Here's the thing: is that if it didn't take itself as seriously as it did, like Kong Skull Island did, Kong Skull Island was a lot of fun to watch and very enjoyable. This one took itself so seriously that when it went into the territory of being dumb, it was just dumb. And it really didn't save the film. No one was having any fun watching this movie. That was the thing. I'm supposed to go into a monster movie having fun watching the movie. Look, I was sitting there depressed.
I understand his criticism about the humans in the movie, but
they were
again,
garbage.
I still had fun. The monster fights was fun for me. Okay.
And then they try to create this. They create this aura with the humans. There's this big twist that I saw coming a mile away. There's this huge twist in the middle of the movie.
Oh, because you're so smart.
Yeah. Well, number one, it is because I'm so smart. Oh, but God, number two, it is so you're like transparent.
Mama's little meatball. Say that one.
Mama's
Say it.
Little meatball. But anyway, it's so transparent that it was absolutely ridiculous. I'm like, okay, I get
it.
Oh,
I think I know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. That was stupid.
Are we not spoiling movies anymore?
We are. I'm spoiling it.
Are we always spoiling
Okay,
movies?
Here's the thing.
Yeah, we totally spoiled
Good, you know what? Back, you're right. You're right, Cynthia. I hate this movie so much.
What? Harry Potter died? Damn it, Zane.
Yeah, Dumbledore
Zane.
Killed him.
Damn it.
All right, damn it. All right. Anyway,
selfish.
I don't want to give away. Like I said, I don't want to ruin the movie too much, but I will, because not everybody has seen it here and whatever. But I will say this.
After that glowing review, I don't know if
did not like the theater.
Okay, when gang,
who survives at the end of the month? At the end of the movie? Mm-hmm. So who survived?
Godzilla.
Is that it?
Pretty much.
But he's the
that
king
technically
of the monsters.
Technically no, because
but
at
they're
the
all dead, so
there's
he's
a,
just king of
guess
himself.
Guess what? There's a Marvel stinger at the end of this movie.
More monsters?
More monsters.
So Nick Fury does show up.
Yes,
at
he
the
does.
End, like,
that's right.
Okay, when Gannon comes back next week, you better have him to talk about this movie.
I'll give Gannon his time to talk about the movie.
No,
for sure.
He should have been here.
Yeah, why?
You know what? That's a good point. You know what? Screw Gannon.
Yeah, punish him.
Yeah. Show him there are consequences to his actions.
Make him feel real pain.
Yeah.
We'll show him who's
and
boss.
And if Aaron shows up again,
yeah,
then you don't let him in the room.
Don't let him in the room.
That's
he watches
what?
From outside.
Aaron comes that's back. Right. He's going to ask Aaron's opinion about the
Let's
movie.
Let's hang him
yeah,
from
he
hooks.
He can watch from outside.
Let's hang him from hooks.
Using the excess skin on his back. I saw it on Discovery.
Oh.
Wow.
I just always wanted to try.
Stuff. Not Hellraiser?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Sweet.
No, it's like HBO's Real Sex, 32. Oh.
32 even, wow.
Wow. Well, I tell you what.
There's a lot of them.
As you all can tell, I was not a fan of the film, and I'm very bummed.
Yeah,
about
you
that.
Said it like 30 times.
Okay, up on fine.
So
fine.
How'd you feel about
Bad
it?
Bad film, hated it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, fine. Talk about that.
But.
Right.
This week, that could all change. Because on Thursday, we get the finale.
They're remaking the movie.
The finale of Fox's X-Men.
Yay.
Right?
I can't wait to go see it with you guys and watch and be excited and surprised
what
by all
the...
What
does that have to do with Godzilla?
Surprised by all the new things that we're going to see in this X-Men movie. There's going to be so many new things.
I told you.
And it's going to be so groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm. So you know, it's going to happen. Dark Phoenix. We're going to see it. We're gonna
She's going to be like darker.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
How dark.
She's Phoenix, sir.
Didn't she already unleash the Phoenix powers in the last movie?
So,
yeah.
But did she do
but
it
the timeline stuff, remember?
Didn't.
Because of Days of Future Past and stuff. So now we're back in the past stuff.
I tell
but this is 10 years after the last movie.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Jennifer Lawrence did not want to do Dark Phoenix. She didn't want to reprise her role
right.
as Mystique.
And we didn't want her there either.
But the check here's the,
but,
was
but
fat.
Here's the no, it wasn't. Here's apparently the rumor is that she said that she was not going to do it unless Simon Kinberg was going to direct it. So, ironically enough, Bryan Singer is not directing this. This
Yay,
is directed by
thank
Simon
you, Jennifer Lawrence.
Simon Kinberg
Sweet.
Is directing this film.
I'm not sure if he's a much better person than Bryan Singer, but it can't be hard.
Damn. A bar set solo.
Yeah, a bar set solo.
But this, we...
Have you had your finger in anybody under 18 in the past 3 months?
Oh, my God. Finger.
None of those words are swears.
Wait, are you asking the table? Or
none
you...
of them. Why not? Why don't we do a quick screening right now?
Don't say finger. That's too crude. Say digits.
Oh, yeah, digital.
Yes, thank you. Golly.
Oh, well, then. No.
But I am very excited to see the finale. By the way.
Bet you are.
Speaking finale? Speaking nice. Of
I want to see what kind of ribbed sweaters they get Magneto to wear in this one. Because that's like
hot.
His you thing. Suck. Hot. I will say it's this.
Definitely warm.
They, not only is this coming out on Thursday, but also there has been news that once again, the New Mutants have been pushed back to do more reshoots and reshoots.
That actually makes me hopeful because they're going to probably try to work the New Mutants into the actual MCU.
We'll see if that happens.
And the best part is, not only does the casting look great for New Mutants, all the promo material has gotten me excited for the movie.
It does.
Nothing really looks bad about it so far. And maybe the reshoots will be fixing whatever was bad about it that Fox did to it. And then completely divorce it from the previous Fox X-Men stuff and make it part of the MCU stuff. That would be very exciting because I think the casting was great. I think Magic, that girl is like dead on for her.
We'll see. Mm,
I'm excited.
Who's directing this movie?
New Mutants?
Yeah.
Golly, what is his name? Look it up. I can't remember.
Daniel Plagueis says New Mutants sounds terrible.
Well, John.
No, yeah. It's not that at all.
What if the New Mutants are being reshot because they introduced Moon Knight to take them out?
Dude, if we get a freaking Moon Knight movie,
no, but that
movie,
would suck because then
I'd be so
what if
excited?
He kills Wolfsbane?
Oh, well.
And I'm not down with that.
I'd be so excited.
I love Arya Stark.
To see a Moon Knight movie.
But she's not Arya Stark in this.
She's Wolfsbane.
She's always Arya Stark.
She's Wolfsbane Stark.
Wolfsbane I did. Stark. By the way, John not Spoon. To ruin my nerd cred, I had no idea. I did not know that Sophie, what's her name again?
Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner. She's married to a Jonas.
Yeah. The Nick that. One.
You know, not knowing
that all Nick?
Didn't affect your nerd cred
no,
at all.
No.
Okay, good.
I need that too.
Because I know one was Nick. She's married to Nick. And then, of course, the other
although
brother.
Although he's been a still, after all these years of marriage, 100% faithful to that virginity clause. He pledged all the way back in his Disney days.
Wow, look at him.
Yeah. He's wearing the ring and
everything. And isn't one of them married to Priyanka Chopra or something?
You're not going to take my virginity, Sophie Turner. Sansa Stark, you evil temptress.
Apparently, he dressed up as Sansa Stark to impress her, which is weird.
That's.
He's like, sure. He walks into the room
they
and goes, these are your clothes.
They showed a picture of it.
You're like, what you see? I look like you.
How hot
she's,
do I look
she's
as you?
She's really into herself.
Oh, man. But anyway.
I don't even know who all these people are.
Sophie Turner?
I don't know.
Sansa Stark.
She plays the
Joni Brothers.
Sansa. They're the dudes. That
they're the
sing that song.
They did a virginity clause. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious.
A virginity clause. It's a new Christmas movie.
It's the virginity clause.
Oh no!
What
we kill Santa.
Allen do with this?
We're gonna be virgins forever.
Don't they do that? Aren't they the Jonas Brothers? Don't they do that song "Cake by the Ocean" or something?
I have no.
Okay. Who knows? Or
you've
cares.
Lost me there, but I do know about their what? Purity rings or whatever.
Oh, that's what they were. They're purity. Rings. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good for them. At least they took a stand. I
ocean.
Like that.
They took a stand.
I like that.
At least they were lying to everybody.
They stood in
you don't know that.
Yeah, look how well that turned out for Britney Spears.
How dare you? She's still a virgin. No, she's not. Dang, coming, she's not. Anyway,
no, she's just
children
crazy.
Or Jesus.
Anyway, X-Men, you can join the Nerd Watch this Thursday, 7 p.m. for X-Men Dark Phoenix.
But why would you?
Stop crapping all over the X-Men Dark Phoenix premiere because we're going to be there. Oh. All right, you know you want to go.
I'm saying no, but
seats are going
anyway.
Fast at the Regal Maui Mall Megaplex.
They're
it
not.
Is X-Men Dark Phoenix with the Nerd Watch. You're not going to want to miss it. So we've got that on the plate. And then after that, I think the next big one is probably going to be Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yes, right. Jeff Spiderman.
Spiderman.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, before we take off, we do have to. There is something that I have to do.
What?
Well, we all know that there are a couple of us missing, right? We do know that Gannon is not here to provide us with his mirth, you know, and his yeah, you know, his
well, wait,
comedic timing.
Was there any other nerdy stuff you were going
to
cover?
There was. There was one thing I did want to cover, and because you had the opportunity to talk about it, so I wanted you to kind of go over it, and I'm glad you brought that up. But
I didn't bring anything up yet.
No, I'm glad you brought up this to remind me. The new there's a couple of things. Number one, we got to see the Terminator Dark Fate trailer.
Why would you bring that up?
Because it's awesome. Okay, it looks great. I like seeing.
I didn't see no Edward Furlong.
Like seeing Sarah Connor. That was awesome.
No Guns N' Roses. No Eddie Furlong. I'm out.
Are you out?
I'm out.
Stop it.
I'm out.
Come on, Linda Hamilton looks amazing. But yeah, Dark Fate. You can check it out
Daniel
on
Daniel Plagueo wants to know what's up with there's no Turgid Media tonight.
No, there. Stop there it. Isn't, there will be. There shouldn't be. But there is something a little important is that
there
you
shouldn't be because he didn't show up, so he loses his whole.
Well, I gotta talk
his whole segment.
There's something important about in that section today, but Dr. Leakes.
I'm not a doctor.
Joker. It looks like the Joker got its possible
leaked story
the
line.
Leaked storyline. What's the deal? Please, what do you think? Well, that's what I'm asking.
I mean,
you.
If it is the story, it doesn't sound half bad.
What could you
but
give
if
us
it
a rundown?
Then it might be. I'm going to spoil a movie that's not even out yet.
Yeah, talk about it because I don't want to read. So,
do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically,
talk so we don't read.
They say that the plot revolves around Arthur living with his mom. He has this social anxiety. Laughs when he's nervous, and his mom's a little off, and she's obsessed with Thomas Wayne. She used to be a maid there. And she writes him letters all the time, and you know, but she's not 100% there. I guess you get that indication throughout the movie, and so you know, there's a lot of tension in Gotham right now. Thomas Wayne's running for mayor, but there's like a turning of the tide. There's a garbage strike. People are starting to hate rich people, and really turning on the wealthy.
Garbage strike, you said?
There's a garbage strike going on, and so it's like adding to the tension or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so Arthur. You know, he's having all these hardships and everything. He's getting rejected, you know, romantically and things like that. And finally, he snaps one day and he kills three people.
Whoa!
They're Wall Street guys.
Whoa!
And no, he doesn't get caught, but everybody kind of they hold it up as a symbol of like, yeah, screw the rich people, you know. And it was like a bubbling over of tensions, and it's like a rallying cry for the proletariat or whatever.
Got it.
And and then, you know, and then the Wayne family is tied in, of course, because then throughout the movie you discover that the mom claims that Arthur is actually a love child between her and Thomas Wayne, and so that's
what?
Like yeah, and then
okay.
Which was rumored already actually before about the plot, but then you actually find out later that she's actually just bat doo-doo crazy, and she was making that up. But
you can just say bat crap crazy.
But she stayed with his stepdad or her real dad that sexually abused him for his entire
this
life.
This is dark, bro.
It's a dark movie, and then he goes crazy and kills his mom.
Oh.
And I don't know.
So when does Robert Pattinson come in?
Not Pattinson. they also outline De Niro's role in the movie and everything too, that he's a talk show host and he bombs, Arthur bombs in a comedy set and it goes viral on, not viral, but like they put it on De Niro's show and they make fun of the guy and tease him.
Like De Niro's movie with Martin Scorsese, King of Comedy.
Oh, yeah. That movie's so good.
Yeah, frick yeah it is.
But the early people who are saying they saw screenings are saying that both Phoenix and De Niro deserve consideration for their performances. So I don't know. It actually sounds good if that's the plot. I was hoping it wasn't one of those bullied till they snap kind of movies.
I'm glad it's not. That's good. Yeah. Well, it's very exciting because, like I did say, now Robert Pattinson, it is official. He will be our next Batman.
All right.
So cool. Yeah. I'm
cool.
I'm willing to see how that goes, how it plays out.
You sound cool with it.
I'm all right with it. I mean, I don't get angry about it anymore.
That's not up to you.
Yeah, I don't know. He's British. I don't know if I buy it.
Is he British?
He is.
I didn't know that.
He is. He's British. And then I was watching this movie that he's in called...
Get up on the mic.
I can't remember the damn name of the movie.
Is it the Cronenberg one?
No, not the Cronenberg. Isn't that the, like Cosmopolis or something?
Twilight.
Not Twilight.
Oh, Twilight. How do you pronounce that?
Twilight.
I think it was called
Tweeligahit. Tweeligit.
Beautiful. That sounds beautiful.
Hang on a second, because there's this really strange space or sci-fi.
I think it's like Malaysian
Robert Pattinson
or something.
Movie that I was watching. I can't remember the name of it.
Tweeligit.
Let me look it up really quick, please.
It's probably pronounced
someone's
some
talking
other
about the
one.
Rover. Was that the one you were talking about?
No, Rover's good, Rover. But. No, it wasn't that. It was. It just
the
came
Rover,
out.
The Rover, the Rover.
It just got released this year.
I have no over. Problem with him. I think he's fine.
High Life. Oh. It is extremely High strange. Life? And after watching
the
some
books
of that
where
movie,
you look for the pictures and mm-hmm. the at the dentist's
with
office
with the Goofus and Gallant comics.
I saw.
Yeah, is that what we're talking about?
That Goofus
well, here's
is
the
a
thing.
Real
High
bomb.
Life,
man.
High Life is a really strange movie. A sci-fi
it's a
movie.
Great magazine, though.
But I saw. You're thinking of High Life. I saw the still of this when I watched it. And he actually looks like he has the jaw of Batman.
Sure.
The jaw sure. of Batman.
The jaw of Batman.
Because you got to remember.
All you need.
Show me the jaw of
that's
Batman.
All you need.
That's all. Well, because I'm thinking about how what it's going to look like under the cowl. That's super important to me. All
right.
Not bad, right?
Right.
It looks
no,
like,
that's terrible.
Because when you
that's
you,
fine. They'll just CGI you, a chin in
when
there.
You put your, when you put your hands over his eyes,
when
you
I heard
see
they
it.
Announced Robert yeah. Pattinson, mm-hmm. I was like, that's good casting. Because when you cast Bruce Wayne, you've got to cast someone who's believable as a privileged white dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's but like, where's what's wrong
all,
with the casting?
First of all,
it's like Val Kilmer is too messed up
Bruce
from plastic
Wayne
surgery to play the role
is
again.
Not a privileged
so
white dude.
Let's just go for Robert Pattinson.
He's far from that.
I'm sorry, who's not?
Dude,
Bruce Wayne.
Robert Pattinson.
Dude, a bunch of criminals gunned his parents down, and then he's like, "Let me use my inheritance to become a superhero."
A vigilante.
Talk about privilege, bro.
He did it to help the people.
Yeah, but like, you know,
he
like
did it to help himself.
Yeah, he was like flying first
how
class.
Dare you?
He's flying
Ganon
first class
here.
To Tibet.
Let's all poop on Batman.
Let's all crap on Batman.
Oh yeah, Ganon's not here, so we can do that.
His superpower is white privilege. That's all I'm saying.
I would agree.
Find the lie. And then who do they
he's like, gee, thanks, Dad, for the mansion with a bat cave underneath it. I'm sure that's going to come in handy later.
Yeah.
But anybody from the hood could have probably did this if their parents got killed, right?
How
good
dare
thing
you?
There's a bat cave underneath the projects.
How dare you?
Wait, where does he get those
of a
wonderful
sewer
toys? White privilege.
Yeah, exactly, man. He's like the superhero of white privilege. How does that story work otherwise?
Wait. Wasn't there a movie that even came out recently with Mexican...
A Mexican what? Batman?
Mexican vigilante who was a cop.
Yeah. I forget the name of it.
Oh, the on the Netflix thing. It was
No, it wasn't Netflix,
it
but
was
it was...
a movie.
Yeah, it is a movie. I can't remember the name of it. Something vigilante.
Los...
No, something
it's
else.
Yes.
But it's an urban version of Batman kind of thing.
Oh, so let me guess. At the end, he gets cornered by the cops and they shoot and kill him.
No.
Because that's how Batman would end if he's not rich.
He rescues his community through his brown privilege. So
now, you sound like you're describing Meteor Man.
No.
And I'm just going to have to ask you to back all the way off of him. Because he's the greatest superhero that ever
Golden
lived.
Lord.
Meteor Man's is good. Meteor Man is good.
Oh, Robert Townsend.
Robert Townsend.
Much love to Robert
Townsend. I'm a
Townsend.
Huge fan of Hollywood Shuffle. Love that movie.
I was talking about Meteor Man. Let's not stray.
Hollywood Shuffle is the better movie, to be honest. I like Meteor Man, but Hollywood Shuffle.
You know
what
would be a great movie? They could do it like right now and it'd make billions of dollars and it wouldn't cost a lot to make.
What?
Meteor Man meets Blank Man.
Oh.
Don't cringe at that. That's a genius movie.
I don't know about that.
I just gave you the keys to paradise right there.
Meets Handyman.
Chicano. Chicano. El Chicano or something.
Was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, Murphy Milburn said Chicano. Yeah.
So you guys just put together a bunch of Mexican stuff and was like, yeah, that's it.
Right.
Right?
Something like that. Yeah. Bound by Honor. Blood in, blood out, I think. American Me. Something like that.
La Bamba.
La Bamba.
La Bamba.
Burrito con carne. Yeah, right? That's the one.
That's the one.
Nachos grande.
Gordita.
Chorizo.
Wow, you guys are terrible people. Anyway.
Chihuahua.
Coming from you?
Chihuahua.
Burrito.
Chihuahua.
All right.
Marijuana.
So we've done. All right, I think we talked about it. I think we've caught up everybody. Dark Phoenix, of course, Batman being Robert Pattinson and the Joker.
Oh, E3 this weekend.
E3 is this weekend. Holy crap, you're absolutely right.
The rumors that we might be seeing Fable 4,
yep.
Borderlands 3 previews, Final Fantasy, what was that other one? Beyond Evil. There's a whole bunch of games I'm waiting to see what's going to come out.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a bunch of them. Xbox has its own show. I think PlayStation 4 is having a very, very small show.
Yeah, yeah, very small.
So, yeah, it's going to be very cool. We're going to see some new games for the fall. And what's nice about it is they're going to probably talk more about the Sony and Microsoft partnership when it comes to cloud gaming to Battle Stadia. Oh. So that's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah. No, that's going to be this week earlier. Yeah.
there's also talk about Microsoft doing the...
oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's like they're taking their Xbox library.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm putting
and
it on
expanding
PC?
It to PC.
PC, yeah. I read about that as well. So that's going to be
interesting. Since they lost the console war, so they're moving into PCs.
Well, and this might also be vaguely gaming related, but didn't Apple just announce their their buildable new iMac or whatever?
Well, not only did they announce that, they did build...
So isn't that like something that has to do with gaming, right? Because people are going to start moving their gaming to...
What's ironic and is kind of nerdy, what's even more important for everybody out there that's even the layman is the fact that iTunes is going away.
Done.
Mm-hmm. iTunes is over. So good. It's peacing
See you
out.
Later.
So now it's going to be separated by...
Now they can't censor the nerd ones.
No, we were on.
Nothing stops us.
Nothing stops us. So,
from those extra 30 viewers.
So apparently what's going to happen is that they're going to break it up into three sections. It's going to be movies, music, and podcasts. So it's going to have their own apps and everything.
Sweet.
So
I thought it was already happening.
I guess your playlists, I guess your playlists aren't going to be affected if you have iTunes playlists. First of all.
Screw that, man. I pirate all that shit.
Just to let you all know.
I just use CastBox.
If you have iPhones, you're all losers.
I was forced into this.
And sorry,
like I'm being singled out.
No, he's got one too.
No. Okay, wait.
You guys are elitist.
I want to point out, I was forced into this.
You're
okay.
Sexy shish.
Nobody forced you into nothing.
I did not want an iPhone. Okay?
John J. Murakami brings up also
what
Comic Con Honolulu is going to have Amy Reeder, co-creator.
Shut up.
Of Moon Girl.
It's going to
be Moon Girl.
Why are we
quite
not
possible
going?
That she could be the wokest chick in that room.
Why are we not going?
Are we? I'll be there.
Yeah, we should all go.
Oh, should we? All right.
You guys should have a woke off. We're very obnoxious.
All right. No, obnoxious.
And then we'll make out.
Yeah.
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 That's not very woke of us to cheer for that.
First of all, that's the highest. That's the highest form of wokeness, isn't it?
I think
cheering out.
Yeah,
like another level.
We're not allowed to like it.
When girls make
look, cis males are not allowed to like anything.
Oh, that's right.
It's toxic. Remember,
that might have been the unwokest thing you've
ever. We're not. It's toxic. We can't. Yeah. It's our toxic cis masculinity, males? Apparently. Anyway,
don't say that like it's not a thing.
Because chicks are just
living proof.
Chicks are just as toxic. Yep. Anyway. Moving on.
Haven't you ever seen Mean Girls?
Yeah.
I never said it wasn't. That also wasn't.
Okay, good. I'm glad. That's fair.
Equality.
Enough. I like that. Equality in your comments.
Yeah.
Well, listen, before we get out of here, it is time. Okay?
Time for what?
I know some of you are not going to like it, but it's very important that we do it. You know why?
Do what?
Are we going to all sing?
Why is it important?
Well,
is this our new cheers and jeers section?
Don't you dare do it. Do not do that.
What? It's time.
Oh, God.
Time to check in with Hard Media this week.
You're our Hard
Media.
A-Ron's not here.
My name's A-Ron.
You have so much hate
Holy
for A-Ron.
Crap. That was awful.
I'm not even done with my impersonation. Hold on.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. Anyway, first
he's
off,
watching this
in Hard Media,
sad.
We might as well get started. Alika, what do you got?
My Hard Media.
What's your Hard Media, Dr.
Oh.
Leek?
Come on.
I buy only DVDs.
Oh, my gosh.
Only the highest quality, Hard Media.
Just talk about the movie already.
What is it?
Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That came out in Hard Media today?
Which is awesome.
Is it good?
It's really good.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see
it's
it.
It's like is a
it
Saturday good? Morning cartoon if it was PG-13.
Well, also coming out today, awesome. Speaking of Batman, in
of
4K, all of the original Batmans are coming out in 4K this
You're
week.
Not,
Batman,
you don't sound like A-Ron.
I know. Batman Returns, and of course...
Do your A-Ron impersonation.
I don't know 4K. How to do it. 4K. You guys are terrible people. He pulled his back. Okay, don't be mean to him. All right.
All right. Well, yes, we're getting... I pulled mine holding up the show last week. So.
Oh, damn. All right, but we're getting Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Forever, and, of course, Batman and Robin, the classic.
The best.
The best one ever.
Val Kilmer.
Batman Forever is my favorite.
Val Kilmer's Batman.
I love that one. Yeah, Batman Forever is my favorite
because
one.
Because of Kiss from a Rose, right?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I remember seeing that at the theater here and walking out and being like, what did I just
be yeah, a great exactly.
tower alone on the scene. You became the light on the dark side of me.
Now say it like A-Ron would.
Love remain. Anyway, sorry.
Just talk about the bliss.
All right, no. Moving on, of course, Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is on Blu-ray and 4K.
Really good.
Don't buy it on DVD.
I got it on DVD. It's right here. DVD.
Don't judge the man if he wants to buy it on DVD.
The reason is all of my entire Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I have like every cartoon and movie released by the Ninja Turtles, and it's all on DVD, so I'm just sticking with DVD, okay? Crossing formats.
The Venture Brothers Season 7 comes out on Blu-ray today as well.
Yes.
That's going to be cool.
Wait a minute, what does?
The Venture Brothers Season 7.
Oh, so good.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Also,
it's crack for a pop culture junkie.
So good.
There's so much in
also
there.
Also today, good. Jury Duty, starring Pauly Shore.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You're just saying that to be nice.
No, I'm serious. Jury Duty's out on
Blu-ray.
They
need to do a Pauly Shore box set.
Mm-hmm.
That man's a national treasure.
Is he?
You know how like a foreign country really appreciated Jerry Lewis, and then they're like, that guy's a genius. We should have appreciated him when he was in America. We need to find a country to do that to Pauly Shore so we realize how much of a genius that guy is.
I feel like Korea.
Maybe like Morocco or somebody. Yeah, Korea. They're pretty crazy.
Yeah. South Korea. Yeah, they're probably enjoying it.
They made Dennis Rodman relevant.
That's
again.
North.
Well, I tell you what, there's also a couple other films that I do want to mention that have come out this week. Double Team, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme with the one and only Jean-Claude. Dennis Rodman.
That's right. Speaking of Rodman.
That's right.
Cool. I can't believe he was in a movie.
If anybody's interested in old 90s movies, a double feature on Blu-ray, Mo Money and High School High. So if you're down for yep, that's right. If you're into that. One of my favorite movies from the 90s is out on Blu-ray today, Mr. Baseball, starring Tom Selleck.
That is a fantastic movie.
So if you've never seen it, do yourself a favor and watch it. Also, another great movie opens up today, The Man Who Killed Don Quixote. That's, of course, starring Anthony Price and Adam Driver, and that's directed by Terry Gilliam. Great director.
Yeah, awesome.
Yep, and of course...
I still didn't see his last movie before this, Zero Theorem.
Zero Theorem's great.
I don't even know what platforms it's on.
Yeah, it's really good. Also, another great Blu-ray movie is out by Arrow called Andromeda Strain from the 1970s, which I absolutely love. It's one of my favorite films.
Like, I don't even know what platform it's on. And he's like, that's great. And then he's like,
good for
on.
You. Good for you.
You'll never
get to see it.
You'll never. No. It's
worth a Google.
Yeah, just Google it.
Sorry, Murphy Milburn just brought up a song on the Batman Forever soundtrack that I forgot about.
Which one?
Hold me, thrill me, kiss me, kill me.
Oh, hold me, thrill me,
you
kiss
two,
me, kill me.
Like, right. Clung on to relevancy during the 90s. I was very impressed with their tenacity, even though they suck as a band.
Also on 4K today is all the Toy Stories, Toy Story 1, 2, and 3, getting everybody ready for Toy Story 4, of course, if you're interested in that. And this one is actually, we're ending it on this one because it is for A-Ron. A Star is Born Special Encore Edition is out on Blu-ray.
How many versions?
First
of all, how many versions of the movie, and then how many versions of this one on DVD?
This is a big
question. How many stars get
born?
The
true question is, how many copies does Star is Born does A-Ron have?
He bought this one. I know he did.
All of them, and then he puts them all in a bathtub, and then he rolls it out.
You know, at least one of those discs
Aaron, you love the movie way too much.
Has to include the... Work the cut where they like CG in Rocket Raccoon over Bradley Cooper. I'll watch that one.
I'll watch that one too. But yeah, apparently the encore edition is because they've added in 12 minutes of extended concert footage
to the movie. 12 minutes.
So A-Ron got it. Yeah. So yeah, if you want to know, if you're interested, Stars Born Encore Edition with the original cut and of course the encore cut only on Blu-ray and 4K.
Circumcised
today.
And uncircumcised.
That's absolutely right. Anyway, boys and girls,
out, Ray.
Next week, we'll have your review of X-Men Dark Phoenix. And
I can't wait to give it to you.
You didn't review about Aladdin.
According to Aaron, he just chimed in on the chat.
Just like
he says,
that ex fella.
Aaron says he has 5 versions, including the Korean version.
Oh, you would.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's probably,
have the Korean version.
It's probably better as a K-drama.
You know, he has 5 versions, but he has 10 copies of each of those.
So maybe you're right.
So Bradley Cooper disappears for 5 years, and he comes back as his twin.
I think he pulled his back because he was picking up
with
all his copies.
He doesn't remember any of the previous 5 years.
That's how he pulled his back. He's picking up all his copies of a Star Wars.
Why the Korean version?
I know, it's crazy.
Why not, man? Why are you going to be so racist?
It's the regular version, but he watches it in Korean.
Randall Park is Korean.
Right.
My man Randall Park.
By the way, just before we get out of here, 2 things. Number one, if you have not seen it, it's available on Netflix now. Always Be My Maybe.
Always Be
Super,
My Maybe.
It's a super cute romantic comedy.
I can't wait to see
I
that.
I do not like romantic comedies. This movie is awesome.
It's fantastic.
I actually liked it more than
Ali Wong made Crazy Rich Asians.
Great. Wasn't there something that came out on Netflix about the Central Park 5?
Yes. They can see us. We can... Something see?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. They don't see us or something like that.
Right. They can't see us or something,
And I haven't watched that yet. But on HBO.
Chernobyl.
Amazing.
I can't
what
wait.
What happens?
I don't want to spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
The reactor explodes.
No!
What?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Tons of people die.
You will love Always Be
My... Oh, and communism sucks.
Yeah, communism does suck. You will love Always Be My Maybe.
I can't wait to watch it tonight.
It's very good.
Always Be My Maybe is so good.
The reason why...
I might rewatch it.
I'll tell you...
Well, also that's really good is because Randall Park is in a hip-hop funk band called Hello Peril, and the songs are actually good. And Randall Park is
Randall
a good
Park
rapper,
man.
He's awesome.
Well, the reason why this is so good is the exact opposite of why Crazy Rich Asians
Well,
is
I'm
so
going to tell
bad.
You something. I didn't go to watch that movie because I hate rich people. So there's nothing I would have enjoyed about that movie.
I do like crazy people, though.
I like crazy people.
You know why? Because what was great about Always Be My Maybe,
that's very irresponsible,
is that Ali Wong, when she writes, she does something very good in this film. She doesn't focus on
the...
Oh,
there's so much heart in
this
movie.
There is, and she doesn't focus on the fact that she's Asian. She just lets the movie speak for itself. She doesn't have to
And you know, a lot of reviews are saying that, but the important thing about this movie, the cool thing about this movie is that
she's Asian.
They are Asian.
Right, but she doesn't have to shout it from the rooftop.
But it's
heavy-handed.
But this is what they're talking about when they're talking about representation, is that this is, you can tell that it's natural and it flows. That feeling that you're experiencing is a very Asian experience. It's just not being forced down your throat with stereotypes and things that you're going to find familiar.
It was relatable.
It's just relatable because they're talking about
it was super cute.
Life.
And how is Keanu?
And
Keanu's
amazing.
Oh, he was so good in that
movie. Keanu is Keanu. He's the freaking man.
And
that's
it's like it could have gone one way where the movie was weak and it was dominated by the Keanu part, but the movie was so strong and the Keanu part was just perfect. It was awesome.
You're going to love it.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited for you to see it. I can't wait to hear your review of it.
And it just since the first thing I saw Randall Park in, which was the interview, and then since then when I got familiar with Fresh Off the Boat, which I guess was before the interview, but I mean, he's just slowly becoming one of my favorite actors. He is just so good in everything I see him in.
Randall Park is good.
And he wrote this too.
Yeah, he helped write it too. Yeah,
he co-wrote it.
Yeah, and Nanochka Khan is the girl who did. She's the one who helped create. No, Nanochka Khan. She's the girl.
Oh, that's
she created. She created Fresh Off the Boat, but she's also responsible for the show that was on ABC called The Bee in Apartment 23, the one with Christina.
I love that show.
Yeah, Kristen Ritter.
That was really good.
Yeah, it was super cute.
Just as a before we go off on the Kristen Ritter tangent, is Murphy Milburn and Vincent Kakua, who are both from the Bay Area, said this is also a very good representation of Bay culture.
Huh.
So, and I have never been there. I'm not familiar, but I think that's cool. That's very also. Cool.
I can see that.
Good. So. Are they walking over crap all the time on the sidewalks?
Is that what was
human
that?
Feces.
Yeah, that's what's
human
happening.
Feces, is
over
that what's
there,
happening?
Oh, that was homeless. In the ABC News. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true, too.
Right? They send us their homeless.
There's a lot of tents around there.
They get power wash teams just out there cleaning it.
I mean, just because rich people. Yeah. Let's hate them more.
Well, we're going to end up eating
people.
Oh, wait,
homeless,
we have one more thing. Swamp Thing came out.
Yes! Swamp Thing on DC.
Nobody's going to watch it until it's on DVD.
That's correct. You're absolutely right.
That's, or Blu-ray.
They've really not incentivized us getting onto that DC thing.
So stupid. They should have partnered with Netflix.
I can't wait to watch it. I want to watch it too.
I'll give myself later.
Have you
Sign
seen,
in over here. So I
have you seen the shots of the way Swamp Thing looks? He looks great.
Yeah.
He looks
good. I really do want to watch it. But it's like $8 a month.
It's $8 a month. It's $8 a month.
You're just dripping $8 a month. I see.
Talk about crazy rich, white right? privilege, yeah. huh?
Are you sure you're not Asian, too?
Yeah.
Actually, if you're going to watch it, you're going to like the Doom Patrol. It was fun.
Well, that's what I want to see.
Like, yeah.
Doom Patrol is also, yeah, sounds good.
Doom Patrol wouldn't.
Well, here's the thing, is that it's $75 for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So it's a lot cheaper.
Oh, just $75 out of my pocket.
Listen, I'm talking.
Jeez,
I'm
guys.
Just, maybe that's to watch like a season of a show that maybe. I could get ostensibly for $15 later when it comes out on DVD.
Yeah, I don't have a DVD player.
So those are $20. That's still cheaper than
a
year
find
of the service.
In my house to put
Hashtag privilege, bro.
Wait, which side of the privilege are we talking from? Because I just bought a DVD.
Her privilege.
Oh yeah. crazy rich Portuguese.
Yeah,
there.
Crazy rich Portuguese.
You know, I use everybody else's Netflix and Hulu. I can pay for one service.
All right, sweet. All right, look at you. Getting the best of them, huh? Just one service and stealing everybody else's? That's it's the American way.
We're sharing.
That's right, you're sharing.
We're sharing.
You at least enjoyed Doom Patrol. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, I think I'll do the thing.
All right. Well, listen, anyway, we got to get out of here. Before we do, just let you know, X-Men will be happening this Thursday, 7 o'clock at the Regal Maui Mall Megaplex.
You're so excited, Aliga. Don't
worry. Nalik is so excited. He wants to see this movie so bad. He's so excited to watch this. He cannot wait. He's so stoked about it.
I can't wait to watch X-Men.
He wants to.
A-Ron
so
would
bad.
Like X-Men.
Yeah, I can't wait. And by the way, A-Ron will be back next week, guys.
No, he won't.
Yeah.
No, he won't. If he's coming back next week, it's to turn in his shirt.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I'm going to get my shirt.
As soon as A-Ron drops it off.
Do I have to make my own shirt again?
You may have to for now. We'll get you a shirt. Don't worry. There's a new logo. There's going to be new shirts.
Yeah, Nerdwatch 2020. Look it up on Facebook.
You shut
it's
your
the new
filthy
direction
lying
we're going
mouth.
In.
I keep reading my Todd shirt. My Todd shirt is my favorite.
Just type
one.
It into the search bar on Facebook.
Shut your mouth.
You are not going to be disappointed. The new cast, Dr. Karpenstein in the house. Totally affiliated with those guys.
Oh my gosh, you're such a
I'm digging
jerk.
It more than I am, Aaron.
I'm not a doctor, but we're totally affiliated with those guys.
We're totally affiliated with those guys.
All right, well, listen, for the lovely Cynthia, for the Gaming Guru Format, for Kai Kai, the producer seducer,
yeah,
and, of course, the man we call...
Does that
call...
mean he seduces producers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's constantly going
all.
To Los Angeles and hitting up all those parties.
He could be the deucer producer.
What?
Ew, that's gross.
Horrible.
Don't say that again.
All right. Seducer, producer. Yeah. Ow. All right. We're out of time. And of course, for Dr. Daddy Lee.
Not a doctor.
The one and only
Dr.
Daddy Lee.
Actually, I'm a father of two.
I am G-Money. Peace out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy.
Not leaky, though. I don't.
Very.
No.
And we'll see you guys next time right here, next week, Tuesday, right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. Until then, aloha.
Aloha. Peace out, bitches.
That was a little uncalled for, but it stays in.